It's Mike and Carla's Other News. Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by CSN. You know, it's not too late. Get enrolled at CSN today and go to CSN.edu now. Listen to this, Carla. A guy in Washington broke into an escape room business Saturday night. Couldn't figure how to get out, so.
Neither could you. And you went in willingly.
With a whole bunch of people.
Help me.
He had to call 911 for help. Cops showed up and arrested him. Cops couldn't get out.
Ah, oh, jeez, we're all stuck in here. He's got to smoke.
Oh, my God. Jeez. That is, you know what? We should talk about that one morning because
Yes.
Our family did that and it was just horrible. I mean, it was a great place.
Right,
we had
fun,
but we were so stupid. Guy in Florida was pulled over for drunk driving a couple of weeks ago, but he said he wasn't drunk driving because the only time he would take swigs out of his bottle of Jim Beam would be at stop signs.
Oh, well, sure. He wasn't. Okay.
So
technically,
okay. He wasn't driving. I haven't even heard anybody ever use the word swig in a long time. But you want a swig?
Yeah, you want a swig?
But that's not how it works in Florida. A lot of things are a go in Florida, except for that. You can't do that.
Yeah, so that's now, the one thing you can't do.
He's been arrested, too.
Oh, jeez. Listen, a report says smart technology can now be used to see through walls to track and identify people. This is scary.
X-ray vision.
Oh, that's exactly it. I ordered those specs years ago. They didn't work. They didn't work at all. I really did order them, and they didn't work at all.
I did it as a kid.
I was coming of age, as they say, Mike. It's like, I'm going to be able to see people naked. They didn't work. They didn't work. I was a pervy kid. Okay? Whatever. A man from China. This happened once before. He got his arm stuck in his toilet because he dropped his keys, of course.
Yeah.
So, you know, he roll up the shirt sleeve and he
got to go in.
Fishing around. Well, it went too far and now he couldn't. And then the pressure in the pipe started pulling him in.
Wow.
So he was yelling for help for 6 hours.
6 hours?
Yeah. And then the neighbor finally heard.
That's a long time.
I know it is. And he called the fire department. They had to pull the toilet out.
Oh, jeez. What a mess.
Can you imagine? Everybody gathered at your home. What's going on? O'Brien got his arm stuck in the toilet. He got to remove the whole toilet. Dropped his keys.
Mike, how did you do that?
I
can't talk anymore. I've been screaming for 6 hours.
I don't mean to laugh the poor guy, but that's your first inclination is to reach in there and get your keys.
Yeah.
Don't do it, people. My advice to you. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.